So let's start seated. Come to a cross-legged meditative position. You can sit on a block or a blanket to elevate your hips. Sit tall, close your eyes. And we'll just take 3 ohms to start. Take a deep full inhale. Take a moment here, remain very still. Focus your attention on your inhale and on your exhale. And slowly come forward onto your hands and knees. And spread your fingers. Let's do a few cat-cows here. Inhale, arch the back and look up. Exhale, round, gaze to your navel. Inhale, arch the back, pelvis tilts forward. Exhale, round. And one more time. Inhale, arch the back. Downward facing dog. Start to pedal out your legs. So bend one leg at a time in your downward dog. Make any movements that feel good to you right now. You can shake your head out. You can putter out your lips if you'd like. And then press both heels down. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale, come forward to a plank position, shoulders on top of the wrists, lower the knees, chest and chin to the floor, stick your rear end all the way up, inhale, low cobra, point your toes, seat to the heels, child's pose. So if at any point during the next 60 minutes you need to come down and rest, just take this position, pose of the child, and then just come back up and join us when you're ready to. Also, if you don't feel like doing all the chaturangas during the practice, you can opt to do knees, chest, and chin, or you can just simply go to downward dog. Come forward onto your hands and knees, press back, downward facing dog. Good, come forward to plank position. Lower the knees, chest and chin to the floor. Snake forward, low cobra. Down dog, push all the way back. Inhale, come forward to plank position. Now gaze forward, a little bit above your mat. Chaturanga, bend your elbows. Up dog, inhale, lift the hips and knees. Downward dog, exhale. Raise the right leg all the way up. Step it forward, lunge. Raise the right arm into the air. Gaze up to your right hand. Breathe here, inhale. And exhale. Push firmly into your back toes. Inhale. And exhale. Pull that right knee toward your midline. Don't let it splay out to the side. Breathe in. And breathe out. Hand to the floor, press back, downward facing dog. Raise the left leg all the way up into the air. Step the foot forward, low lunge. Left arm high up into the air, open up. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Slowly awakening the body. Breathe in and breathe out. Hand to the floor, step back, downward dog. So start to take a little walk all the way up to your hands. Take little baby steps all the way up to your fingers. Separate your feet hip width. That's just 2 fist distance in between your 2 big toes. And then just hang on to your elbows, let your spine relax, let your head go. Shake your head yes, shake your head no. Again, if you want to putter out your lips, you can do that. And then go ahead and release the arms. Soften your knees and let your torso hang like a rag doll. And look up at your navel. Very slowly roll up to stand. Roll the shoulders back a few times. Good. Feet together at the top of the mat. Hands to prayer at the spiritual heart center. Bow your head down. Take a moment to set your intention for practice. What's your motivation for doing this? Make the intention pure. And from that heartfelt place, Surya Namaskar A, lift the arms up, gaze to your thumbs. Dive forward and down over your legs. Look up and lengthen the spine. Jump or step to Chaturanga. Upward dog inhale. Downward dog exhale. Hold and breathe. So if your hamstrings and or your back feel a little bit jammed up, a little stiff today, just put a little micro bend in your legs. Stick the rear end all the way up, push into the hands and toes so much you feel like you're going to rip your mat apart. Breathing in and breathing out. Bend the legs, look forward, hop or step your feet forward, look up, draw the head down, arms up, inhale, reach all the way up for the sky, arms by your sides. Good, just a few more like that. Inhale, lift the arms, dive forward, look up and lengthen, abdomen in, jump or step to Chaturanga, up dog inhale, downward dog exhale, pull your thigh bones back. So traditionally the gaze is at the navel here, but if that gets to be too intense, you can look in between your two toes. Or you can simply close the eyes. But try not to have your eyes wandering ever during the practice. So pick a focal point or close the eyes. Bend your legs, look forward, step or hop your feet forward. Look up, draw the head to the legs. Arms up, inhale. Arms by your sides. Okay, let's do one more. Inhale, arms up. Dive forward. Look up and prepare. Jump or step to Chaturanga. Up dog inhale, lift the heart. Down dog exhale. Hold for 5 breaths. Inhale. Exhale one. Inhale. Exhale two. Inhale, exhale three, inhale, exhale four, inhale, exhale five. Bend the legs, look forward, inhale, hop or step forward, look up, exhale, head down, arms up, inhale, long waist, look up, arms by your sides. Good. Second type, Surya Namaskar B, bend your legs, Utkatasana. Fold forward and down. Look up and lengthen. Jump or step to Chaturanga. Up dog, inhale. Downward facing dog. Inhale the right foot forward, Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1 pose. Look up at your thumbs. Chaturanga. Or you can simply just go to downward dog. Up dog, inhale. Downward dog. Left foot forward, warrior one. Press down, stretch up, look up, Chaturanga. Up dog inhale. Downward facing. Stay and breathe. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Press into the knuckles. Roll your upper shoulders out and pull your femur bones back, those big thigh bones, pull them back. Bend the legs, look forward, step or hop forward. Look up, head down. Bend the legs deeply, Utkatasana, chair pose. Stand up, Tadasana, mountain pose. Bend the legs, Utkatasana. Exhale, fold. Look up and lengthen, chaturanga. Squeeze the elbows in, up dog, inhale. Down dog, exhale. Inhale, right foot steps forward, warrior one. Back foot presses down, look up, chaturanga. Urdhva Mukha, Adha Mukha. Left foot forward, warrior one. Chaturanga Dandasana. Urdhva Mukha, Adha Mukha. Hold and breathe. Breathe in. Breathe out one. Breathe in. Breathe out two. Breathe in, breathe out three, breathe in, breathe out four, breathe in, breathe out. Bend the legs, look forward, step or hop your feet forward, look up, head down, bend the legs, Utkatasana, chair pose, arms up, look up, stand up, Tadasana. Bend the legs, Utkatasana. Fold forward and down. Look up and lengthen the spine. Chaturanga. Pull your abdomen in. Up dog, inhale. Down dog, exhale. Moving on. Right foot forward, warrior one. Hold here and breathe. Look to your thumbs. Inhale. Exhale, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Bring the left hip forward here. Inhale. Exhale, three, good, lift the heart, find the back bend, four, bend the front leg even more, five, good, straighten the front leg, open arms, hips, and shoulders to the left for Trikonasana, triangle pose. If you need to shorten the stance here, you can just bring your back foot in a few inches, right arm down the right leg, left arm up. Look up to your left thumb, your drishti, or your focal point here is your left thumb. Breathing in and breathing out. Pull the kneecaps up. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Make sure that bottom shoulder is not rolling forward, so roll it out. And then stand up, straight legs. Take warrior two. And then right forearm on top of the right thigh. Left arm up and over the ear. Reach like you're gonna touch the wall out in front of you. And stay here, or you can drop the right hand to the floor on the outside of the right foot. Extended side angle, breathe in and breathe out. Keep pressing firmly into your back foot. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. One more deep full breath, keep lengthening, reaching. Good, hand to the floor, straighten your front leg, bring your back foot in a couple of inches. Look up and lengthen the spine, flat back, and then fold forward. Breathe here, inhale. Exhale, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Pull your abdomen in. Try to get your chest parallel to your thigh. Exhale. Bend your front leg. Step to plank position. Chaturanga. Up dog, inhale. Downward facing dog. Good, left foot forward, warrior one. Anchor down the feet, stretch up, look up, see your thumbs. Hold here and breathe, inhale. Exhale, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Inhale. Exhale, three. And bring that right hip forward, four. Squeeze the elbows toward one another. 5. Good. Straighten the front leg. Open arms, hips, and shoulders to the right for triangle pose. Shorten the stance if you need to. Right arm stretches up. Breathe here. Inhale. Exhale. 1. Inhale. Exhale. 2. Inhale. Exhale. 3. Breathe in. Breathe out. 4. Try not to grip the mat with your toes. Relax in the joints. Breathe in. And breathe out. Inhale, stand all the way up. Take warrior 2. Left forearm on top of the left thigh. Right arm over the ear. Reach for the wall in front of you. And then stay here or take the left hand to the floor on the outside of the foot. Breathe in. Breathe out 1. Breathe in. Breathe out 2. Breathe in. Breathe out 3. Keep pushing that left leg against its arm. Inhale. Exhale 4. Breathe in. Breathe out. Hand down, straighten the front leg. Scoot your back foot in a few inches. Look up and lengthen. Bring your head down. Try to lengthen the chest and the back so that your chin is coming towards the shin. Rather than rounding and compressing, try to lengthen out your spine. Breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in, pull your abdomen in and up. And breathe out. Bend your front leg, go to plank position. Strong plank, chaturanga, up dog, inhale. Downward facing dog. Right foot forward, warrior 1. Straighten your front leg. Interlace the fingers behind your back. Arch and look up. Inhale. Bend your front leg. Head down on the inside of your big toe for devotional warrior. Breathe here. Inhale. Exhale 1. Inhale. Exhale 2. See if you can squeeze the hands to touch. 3. Breathe in. Breathe out 4. Bend your front leg a little more. Get your head a little closer to the floor. Good. Come all the way up. Straight legs. Take warrior 2. Hold warrior 2. Breathe here. Inhale. Exhale 1. Inhale. Exhale 2. Make sure that front knee is over your second two toes. Inhale. Exhale 3. Inhale, relax the shoulders. Exhale 4. Inhale. Exhale. Now right hand to the instep of the right foot. Keep your front leg bent. Left arm straight up into the air. Touch the ceiling with your left hand. So you can remain here with one line from the wrist to the wrist, or you can go into a bind if you'd like, threading the right arm underneath the right knee. And then left arm behind the back, and you try to hold on to your left wrist or your left fingers and look up towards the ceiling. Breathe here 1. Breathe in. Breathe out 2. Breathe in. Breathe out 3. Breathe in. Breathe out 4. Breathe in. Breathe out. So if you're bound, put your right hand down, left arm into the air. Stand up, straight legs. Keep your arms extended out. Parallel your feet to the left. Okay, make sure the toes are a little bit pigeon-toed here. Hands to your waist. Arch the spine, look up. Exhale, fold forward, hands and head down. Drop your hands and your head to the floor. Put your hands in line with your heels at shoulder width. So you have chaturanga arms here. And only if you know how to do it and you feel very secure and connected to the earth, you can come into tripod headstand. Otherwise, just remain here in the forward bend, breathing in and breathing out. Pull the shoulders up and away from the ears. Lift up the kneecaps to engage the quadriceps. Hands to the waist, look up halfway only. Exhale there, inhale, come all the way up. Pivot your feet and take warrior two, facing over the right leg. Hands to the floor plank position. Slowly go through the vinyasa at your own pace. Breathe in and breathe out in downward dog. Left foot forward, warrior one. Press the feet down, stretch up, look up. Straighten your front leg, interlace the fingers behind your back. Arch and look up, inhale, open the sternum. Bend your front leg, head down on the inside of your big toe for devotional warrior. Draw the arms overhead, inhale and exhale one. Keep pulling that left hip back, two. Breathe in, three. Breathe in, four. Try to relax your toes. Five, come all the way up. Straight legs, take warrior two. Arms extend out, hold here and breathe. Inhale, exhale one. And drop the pelvis a little bit lower. Inhale, exhale two. Inhale, exhale three. Check out your back arm. Make sure the arms are even in warrior two. Four, breathe in and breathe out. Now keep your front leg bent, left hand to the instep, right arm straight up towards the ceiling. Remain here, or if you did so on the first side, do the bind again. Breathing in, breathing out. So live in your legs. That's your foundation. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, and breathe out. So if you're bound, put your bottom hand down, top arm up. Stand up straight legs, keep your arms extended, parallel your feet to the right. And this time, interlace the fingers behind your back. Arch and look up, inhale. Exhale, fold forward, arms overhead. Breathe here, inhale. Exhale, one. So make sure you're evenly distributed with your weight, so you're not too far into the heels or too far into the toes, but very balanced on all four corners of your feet. Breathing in and breathing out. And then inhale, come all the way up, press into the heels, lift up, take warrior two over the left leg. Arms extend out, hands to the floor plank. And lower chaturanga. Up dog, inhale, downward facing. Good, so just stay here for five breaths, or you can do child's pose for five breaths. Breathe in, breathe out one. Breathe in, breathe out two. Breathe in, breathe out three. Breathe in, breathe out four. Breathe in, breathe out. Bend the legs, look forward, step or hop forward. Look up, head down. Bend the legs deeply, Utkatasana. And then stand up, Tadasana. Place your hands on your waist, hop or step your feet apart, hip width. Arch and look up, inhale. And then fold forward, yogi toe lock your two big toes. So first two fingers and thumb, wrap around your two big toes, look up and lengthen your spine. Pull your head down, elbows out to the sides. Breathe here, inhale. Exhale, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, look up, flat spine, slide your palms underneath your feet for Padahastasana, and then fold again. Right, putting the weight into the wrist, decompressing the wrist joint, just giving the wrists a little stretch, especially after all those chaturangas and downward dogs. It's nice to stretch out the wrist joint, the carpal tunnel joint. And then bring your hands to your waist and come all the way up to stand. And then hop or step your feet together to touch. Let's move into Parvrita Trikonasana, Revolved Triangle. So step your left foot back about 3 feet. Lift your left arm into the air. Inhale, exhale, go forward with a flat spine, hand to the outside of the front foot. Right arm into the air. So if you are having a hard time here, you can shorten your stance or you can put a block underneath your bottom hand. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Inhale, come all the way up. Hands to your waist. Let's just pivot the feet and face the back of the room, other side. Right arm into the air. Hand to the outside of the left foot now, on a block or on the mat. Left arm into the air. Breathe here, inhale. Exhale, one. Breathe in. Try to see your top hand. Exhale, two. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Press your feet down even more to spin open. And then inhale, come all the way up. Pivot your feet, face the front of the room. Feet together at the top of your mat. So let's take a tree pose with the left leg. So draw the left knee into the chest. Give the knee a good tight squeeze. Find your focal point out in front of you. And then turn the knee out to the left. And place the heel above the knee or below the knee, but not on the knee. Hands to prayer at the heart. You can remain here or you can stretch the arms up overhead. If the arms are up overhead, squeeze your ears with your arms. Breathe in and breathe out. Sometimes it's nice to do tree pose in the middle of the practice, right? A very grounding, centering kind of pose. Think of yourself like a tree, very grounded into the earth, yet lifted and energized up towards the sun and the sky. So energy moving down, but up at the same time. And essentially, we want to find this in every pose, right? This feeling of connectedness, but liftedness. Hands to prayer at the heart. If they're not, turn the knee forward, and let's go into warrior three here. So stretch the left leg behind you. You can bring the arms forward or back. Breathe in. Breathe out, one. Breathe in, two. Left thigh is parallel to the floor. Inhale, good. Exhale, three. Breathe in. Breathe out, four. Breathe in. Come back into it if you lose your balance. Now from here, put your right hand on the floor, left arm up, open up your hips for Ardha Chandrasana, half moon pose. Right, so left hip is stacked on top of your right hip. Look up at your left hand. Inhale and exhale, one. Inhale and exhale, two. Find some lightness in that right hand. Inhale, exhale, three. Inhale, exhale, four. Try to lift your leg a little bit higher and flex the foot. And then place your hand to the floor and spiral down for a seated spinal twist. Make sure the hips and the rib cage face forward and then stretch the left arm up, twist to the right. And gaze as far right as you can. Breathe here, inhale. Exhale, one. Spine is long, inhale. Exhale, two. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Keep lifting up through the crown of your head. And exhale. Come center, counter rotate to the left side. Swing the right leg behind you and come into a pigeon pose with your left knee in the front. Arch and look up, inhale. Exhale, fold forward. So make sure that you're on top of the right leg here. And just hang out here, relax the shoulders. Try to soften into it. Downward facing dog. Bend the legs, look forward, step or hop your feet forward. Look up, exhale, head down. Arms up, inhale. Arms by your sides, good. Preparing for tree pose, other side. Bend your right leg into the chest. Give it a good tight squeeze. Open up your hip to the right. Place the heel as high up by the groin as you can, all the way up onto the left inner thigh. And then hands go to prayer at the heart. And if you want, you can lift the prayer up. Inhale and exhale one. Relax the shoulders, breathe in. Breathe out two. And breathe in. And breathe out three. So pull the front ribs into the body. Inhale. Exhale four. Breathe in. And breathe out. Hands to prayer. If they're not, turn the knee forward, preparing for warrior three. So bring the right leg behind you and make a T shape with your body. So your thigh, your shin, parallel to the floor. Chest is parallel to the floor. And the right foot is flexed like you're pushing into a wall. Breathing in, breathing out. Keep lengthening through the crown of your head. And very gently put the left hand to the floor. Lift the right arm into the air. Ardha Chandrasana. Half moon pose. Very feminine pose, this one, the half moon pose. Keep the heart open. See if you can look up at your top hand. Breathing in and breathing out. Hand to the floor, spiral down, seated spinal twist to the left now. Right arm stretches up, twist to the left and look as far left as you can. Breathe here, inhale. And exhale. Inhale, you sit up very tall. Exhale, you twist a little bit more. Inhale, sit up tall. And exhale, twist. And come center, counter rotate to the right. Take your left leg behind you for pigeon pose. You keep the right leg in front this time. Lift your chest, inhale, and exhale, fold forward. Pigeon pose. So make sure you're on top of your back leg. If you want, you can wedge a blanket or a block underneath your right sitting bone here if it's too far up off the floor. And the objective is to soften. So see if you can just focus your attention on the breath and start to soften into it. Rather than hardening and tightening in these postures, see if you can just let go with every breath. Lift up and stretch back, downward facing dog. Come forward to plank position. Rotate onto your right hand, face the left for a side plank. So stack your insteps. If this is too much, you can put your left foot in the front on the floor. Modify it like that. Otherwise, side plank, hips high. Plank position. Hold plank for a moment. Rotate onto your left hand, face the right side. Stacking the insteps, right arm into the air, inhale. Exhale, if you need to modify, put the right foot on the floor in front. Breathe in. Breathe out. Hand to the floor plank. Stay in plank. Lower in five counts through chaturanga all the way down to your mat. One, two, three. Slow down. Four, five. Good. Arms by your sides. Forehead to the floor. Lift up everything, head, legs, chest, and chin for Shalabhasana. One, so gaze at the tip of your nose to lengthen your neck. Two, breathe in, breathe out. Three, breathe in, breathe out. Four, breathe in, and breathe out. Release everything down, put your head to the right, close your eyes. Bend the legs, hold the ankles for Dhanurasana, bow pose. Pull on the ankles, inhale, lift up, balancing on your navel, inhale. Exhale, one. Again, looking down at the tip of your nose to lengthen your neck. Two, if it's really easy for you, see if you can get your big toes to touch. Three, breathe in, breathe out. Four, lift up a tiny bit higher, and release everything down. Head to the left, close your eyes. Let's roll over onto the back. Place your feet flat on the floor, heels close to the sitting bones. So be able to touch your heels with your fingers, right? So that's how close they should be to your sit bones. And then preparing for a half wheel. So lift your hips up, interlace the fingers underneath your sitting bones, shimmy your shoulders toward one another. Stay here, press the forearms down into the floor. Breathing in and breathing out. So see if in your back bends you can relax the buttocks so that you're not clenching the buttocks tight. Instead, relax those muscles and use the inner thighs. If you have a block, you can put a block in between your thighs and squeeze the block to remind you to work those inner adductor muscles, which are very weak typically. So we want to strengthen those muscles and relax the buttocks in our back bends. Lift a little higher and release down. So we'll do two more. You can do two more like that, or you can do a full wheel. Prepare your hands by your ears or underneath again, and inhale, lift up. Don't let your feet turn out when you come up. Keep them very parallel. One, two, three. Bring the elbows in towards each other. Four. Very nice. And come on down. And then in between your back bends, just let your knees knock in. Don't hug them in just yet. Just put your feet mat width and let the knees kiss. Close your eyes. Okay, we'll take one more. Prepare your hands, put your feet parallel, and either do the half wheel or the full wheel. Inhale, come on up. One, breathe in, breathe out. Two, breathe in. Three, breathe in. Four, stay with it. Relax your buttocks and come down. And this time, hug the knees tight into the chest. Make yourself very compact. Give your knees a good tight squeeze. And take a happy baby pose. So hold the outer edges of your feet. Pull your knees down by your armpits. Soles of the feet up towards the ceiling, like as if you're standing on the ceiling. knees to the chest. Squeeze them in, both of them together, and then twist your legs to the left and look over to the right. So bring your knees all the way up by your left armpit. And look towards the right, arms are in a T shape. Just releasing the back a little bit further here. Legs to the right, look to the left. And come back to center, hug the knees to the chest and rock yourself all the way up to sit. Turn around, face the front of the room. Stretch your legs out in front of you. Legs are straight, feet are flexed. Take the flesh away from the sitting bones with your hands. And then arms up, inhale. Exhale, grab the feet, pull the toes back towards you. Paschimottanasana. Stretching the back body. Forward bends are nurturing and oftentimes represent the past. So many times in forward bends you can have very strange memories, maybe of your third grade teacher or something that happened a long time ago. Whereas back bends are more about the future and more about expansiveness. Forward bending is more feminine and also is representative of the East, whereas back bending is considered the West or masculine. Come all the way up. Take Jani Shirshasana, sole of the right foot onto the left inner thigh, like you're doing a tree pose on the floor. Lift the arms, inhale. Fold forward over that leg. Breathe here, inhale. Exhale, one. Breathe in. Breathe out, two. And breathe in. And breathe out, three. And breathe in. Breathe out, four. Breathe in. And breathe out. Inhale, come up. Switch the legs. Lift the arms, inhale. Grab the foot, exhale. Head to the knee if you can. Breathe here, one. Breathe in, twist your chest over the thigh. Breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. And then inhale, come on up and set up four and come into shoulder stand. So if you're menstruating, ladies, you can put your legs up the wall. It's not recommended to invert during your woman's holiday. If you're using padding, make sure you put your head off the padding. Shoulders are parallel to the edge of the padding. Feet behind your head for halasana. Make a fist on the mat and shimmy your shoulders together first. And then hands on the lower back, like you're putting your hands in your back pockets, and bring the legs up into the air for shoulder stand. Support the lower back. Try not to hold the sides, but rather your back. So your foot here is like in a high heel shoe. So imagine it's like a pointed foot, but then your toes are flexed back. You can flare the toes. It's a little challenging to breathe here, but work on it. calming down the nervous system, cooling down the body. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Just a few more breaths here. And if your legs start to get tired, you can always cross the ankles. And then lower the feet behind the head for Halasana, plow pose. Make a fist on the mat with your hands again. Breathe here in Halasana for 5 breaths. Breathe in, breathe out 1. Breathe in, breathe out 2. Breathe in, breathe out 3. Breathe in, breathe out 4. Breathe in and breathe out. Bend your legs so that they squeeze the ears. See if you can hold on behind the knees and pull the knees down. Hands on the floor out in front of you. Anchor your hands down, legs together. Point your toes very slowly. Come down onto your back. And then as soon as your heels hit the floor, lift your upper chest for fish pose, Matsyendrasana. And then try to get the crown of your head to the floor, just bending your upper spine. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out, opening up the heart and the throat once again after having it closed off in the shoulder stand. And then release down, and let's put the soles of the feet together, knees out to the sides. We'll just cool down with some 3-part breathing. So left hand on your heart, find your heartbeat on your left side, right hand on your navel. Inhale into your lower belly, into your middle belly, into your upper chest. Inhale, fill up completely, and then retain the breath. Exhale all the air out. Again, inhale, lower belly, middle belly, upper chest, inhale. Retain the breath, keep it inside. Exhale all the air out. Squeeze it out, every last bit of it, squeeze it out. And then one more time. Inhale, lower belly, middle belly, upper chest, inhale, and retain. Keep it in a little longer this time. Exhale all the air out. Stretch out your legs, come into Shavasana, final relaxation. And let your feet go as big as your mat, flop them open, and let your palms rest up. Let the tongue rest on the roof of the mouth, and let your lips part open very slightly. And feel that the body is very heavy. I'm very connected to the earth and all of her inhabitants. Feel that the muscles on the face, the skin, are relaxed. And start to feel the benefits of the practice starting to kick in now. Allow your breathing to be very natural, not thinking about the inhale or exhale any longer. feel proud of yourself for making it through a challenging practice. Deepen your breathing. If you want to lay here a little bit longer, you can. Otherwise, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Knees to the chest. Roll onto the right side into a fetal sleeping kind of position. Just remain here for a few breaths. Press into your left hand, come all the way up to sit. Take your meditative seat once again and sit tall. Close your eyes. Focus your attention on your breathing once again. Let's take 3 ohms to close. Take a deep, full inhale. Head down to the heart. Namaste. Thank you for your hard work and your dedication. Have a nice day.